California city leaders oppose state control over local school districts' curriculum removal. Mission Viejo leaders took a stand against a California bill that would prohibit local school boards from banning curriculum, textbooks, and instructional material without state approval, and would also create new requirements for diversity and inclusiveness in school textbooks and other materials. A resolution to oppose State Assembly Bill 1078 was introduced by Councilmember Wendy Bucknam and supported by Councilmember Bob Roush, Mayor Brian Goodell, and Mayor Pro Tem Trish Kelly, while Councilmember Cynthia Vasquez dissented during a vote at the April 25 meeting. During the meeting, Bucknam said she thought the bill was an attempt to take control away from local governing boards. "You all have heard me say local control is being chipped away," Bucknam said. "The bill is an attempt to remove decision-making from our local elected officials and leave that decision-making up to Sacramento." Bucknam also said she felt it was city leaders' duty to support local school leaders. "We stand shoulder to shoulder with representatives on local school boards and oftentimes support things they are dealing with," Bucknam said. "We feel that our local school boards and governments are closest to the community that we serve and were directly elected by that community to make decisions for students and teachers." Councilmember Vasquez, however, said during the meeting that she thought the city's proposed opposition to the bill was not an issue for the council. "I am all for local control, but that's not what this is about," Vasquez said. "It seems like we're spending time on something that is a school district issue, not a municipal one. It ultimately distracts from the important work we should be focusing on: public safety, sober living homes, e-bikes, land use, supporting small businesses, and our city budget." Vasquez also said she thought that the opposition to the bill was an attack on teachers and administrators, and that it would put parents in opposition to teachers. Kelly disagreed, saying that she did not consider the opposition letter a criticism of the city's teachers. "I think we have excellent teachers," she said. "It is a dangerous step away from decision-making from our school boards, which represent our teachers and our children. And because we share constituents, especially our children, letting our opposition be known to Sacramento is important." The proposed opposition also received support from a resident who spoke during public comment, with the resident calling the bill a horrible assault on local control. "Local decision-making is best, especially in regards to issues that are by definition local, such as the materials that are used to teach our children," the resident stated. "The state is little by little attempting to strip our God-given right to raise, nurture, and school our children." According to the bill's author, Assemblymember Corey Jackson, it is intended to revolutionize classrooms. "We must strive to create a more equitable and inclusive education system for all students," Jackson said in a February 21 press release. "This bill will ensure that students in California receive a comprehensive education that celebrates the diversity of our state and promotes a sense of belonging in the classroom." Under the proposed bill, the state education code would be amended to require schools to exclusively adopt classroom materials that include proportional and accurate representation of California's diversity in the following categories: race, gender, socioeconomic status, religion, and sexuality. If passed, it would also establish a review process for the selection and approval of books, ensuring that only those materials that meet the standards for diversity and inclusiveness are approved for use in the classroom, according to Jackson. The bill passed the Assembly Education Committee with 5-2 votes on April 26, and was referred to the Assembly Appropriations Committee to be considered in the coming weeks.